May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The gospel lesson that Father Ron read just before that, it says in chapter 16, verse 25, well, beginning of verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. And for what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give to exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds. Truly, I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And 6 days later, Jesus took him with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and brought them to a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. Does this sound kind of weird? Hollow? Like I'm in a cave? Are y'all all dead? No? Okay. Jesus tells them, he said, there's some of you here who are standing here who will not see death before you see the kingdom of God coming. As one version says, in his glory. And then in the continuation, there shouldn't be a chapter division. And then 6 days later, there's the transfiguration. And those of you CTKers, we talked about that. There's only three places where the word transformed is used. It's really the word transformation. It's there. And in Romans chapter 12 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where it talks about beholding his glory. An interesting thing here is that when he says, he's speaking to them about what's about to happen, and 6 days later. Some of you will not experience death, and then 6 days later. He's not talking about the second coming. He's talking about what's about to come. And the kingdom of God is manifested in this story of the transformation or transfiguration. And the great characteristic of the manifestation of the kingdom of God is the glory of God. That's the whole point of the scripture. That when the kingdom of God is manifested, the glory of God, you can tell it's the kingdom. It's not just about words and sermons. There's a manifestation of the glory of God, of the otherness of the presence of God, God's presence and influence and otherness. And what happens whenever God's glory is manifested, transformation takes place. Here, it was a transformation of an environment, of a place. That mount changed. Everything changed. There's one of the scriptures, one of the gospel lessons that says there was this cloud, and these disciples entered into this cloud. Jesus' appearance changed. Everything around him changed. Things that were supernatural were happening. And that's a great description of what we call revival. That when the glory of God begins to manifest itself in a place, in a city, transformation takes place. Things just change. Supernatural stuff just changed. God's glory just transforms things. But that's also true for an individual's life. You know, yesterday for CTKers, and I'm still functioning out of a mush brain to some level. Yesterday was one of those ones where I wish I could have hit reset button and said, I would like to save that and do it again when my brain is working. But think about what the scripture says. It says that we are transformed into his image as we behold his glory. And then I love that again, that Colossians 3 passage that says, for you've died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, you'll be revealed with him in glory. And then Colossians 1:27. This is the great mystery that's been revealed. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Personal revival, transformation happens in us, and this manifested through us, again, as Christ, who lives in us, is released, realized, and revealed. Very simple. There's a place in Luke 22 that says, the kingdom of God is within you. I know that John the Baptist's message and Jesus' message was also the kingdom of heaven's here. God's glory is being manifested, but they said the kingdom of God is within you. Now, how could they say that? Because Christ lives in you. And through your union, Him living in you, you living in Him, that mutual indwelling, your union with Christ, you carry with you the very glory of God that transforms. And as we very simply draw from the life of Christ in us for every situation and for every circumstance and in every relationship and for every temptation, He's revealed. And glory is revealed. That's how we're transformed. We're not transformed by memorizing Scripture. We're not transformed by a bunch of disciplines. Those disciplines can help us to encounter Him, seek Him. We're not transformed by kind of spiritual calisthenics. We're transformed by glory. And Christ in us is our only hope of glory. And as the Christ in us is revealed, as we abide in Him, as we simply draw from Him by faith, step by step, then we're transformed. Step by step, as we look to His glory and draw from that by faith, we're transformed. And the environment around us is transformed. The people around us get transformed. Because He says, Christ as our life is revealed. We're revealed with Him in glory. Glory overcomes all the weaknesses and all the sinful gravitational pull of our fallenness. But it's also revealed to others. It also impacts their lives. Jesus wasn't the only one that was transformed. At least for a moment, all the guys who were on the hill with Him got transformed too. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.